Good evening, beautiful listeners. It's that time, Real Talk with your girl, Miss K. And like I said last week, we are definitely going to continue with the Turners. So we have Pastor Heidi Turner and her son, Kyle Turner. It's awesome to have you guys in studio with me this evening. And, you know, Kyle is a young man of God, serving God earnestly, and even a leader with the young adults, the youth. So I am excited for what he's going to tell us. And yeah, guys, I'm definitely sure you guys are going to enjoy this one. So today's topic is backsliding is not the answer. And I mean, if you like me, the journey with God has not been easy. So we've had those moments where we ran away from God and somehow he just ended up pulling us back. So we will hear about this from the Turners. How have they juggled it? How have they experienced this? You know, no one's perfect in life. So guys, it's awesome having you guys in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great being here.
Awesome. Awesome. So what is your take on this? Backsliding is not the answer. What can you guys tell me about it?
So, I mean, from my perspective, you know, especially at the beginning of my walk with Christ, you know, it was, you know, I love the Lord and I want to serve the Lord, but I was getting offended at little things and I was getting angry at little things. And it was so easy just to push away because I wasn't rooted. I wasn't rooted in Christ fully at the time. So it was easy just to sort of push away and run away in the other direction. But for me, I mean, people just, God kept on sending people my way. Mm. I used to get so annoyed. There's one particular person I remember. He was a Mr. Delivery.
Mr. D works out, guys.
You know, and he always came and he always shared the word. And I'd be like, oh, this guy is so annoying. Just leave me alone, you know. But God would send people like that. There'd be like random people that would always come along my way. And eventually I was like, okay, because I was back again in that place of being lost. Mm. And that's why I came to Christ. In the first place, I was so lost. I was in such a bad place. And he really brought me up out of where I was. And he gave me the peace that I needed. He gave me the love that I needed. And, you know, when I backslid, I realized one day, no, man, I'm just back in the place where I originally was. So, yeah, for me, it was just getting back into that place in Christ. And when you go back, when you found Christ and you've experienced his love and you've encountered him, when you go back, things are also like 10 times worse, you know, because suddenly you've experienced pure, magnificent love. You've experienced his presence. Mm. And then when you go back out of that, you know, things are just so much worse than they were originally. Mm. So yeah, it was really awesome for me just to come back into that place of love.
And for you, Carl, have you ever experienced maybe just being in a place where you are angry with God or blame God for where you're at? And it's just a place where you just feel like, Lord, you know what? I'm going to put you on pause and I will let you know when I'm coming back.
So, yeah. So I basically grew up in church, like whatever event we had at church, I was there with my parents. And then I think it was last year, I'd been through something and it hurt me because it came out in church. Mm. Or with a person that I entrusted in church, and I was broken. I didn't want to read the Bible. I didn't want to attend church events we had. I wanted nothing to do with church at the time. I think that went on for about a few weeks or a few months.
A
few months, and then one day my mom mentioned something about the Word of God and. I stepped back because then I started reading the Bible again, and then at first I still wasn't ready yet to face the person and still go to church, be involved with the youth again, and through that with certain words that both my parents have mentioned to me, I then slowly started coming back. If it wasn't for my parents and obviously with the Word of God and God helping me through the process, I then eventually pulled myself towards myself. I started attending church. I forgave the person that had hurt me. So yeah, so it's yeah.
You it got you there. No, yeah. It got you there. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. We do have this tendency to, instead of maybe being angry just at the person, we end up being angry at the whole church, you know.
Yeah.
The church was the one that faulted us. You know, God, it's your fault.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the issue lies with the person and not with the church or not with God. God did not do it to you. But we tend to blame God in the situation because we felt like, Lord, you were supposed to be there and fix it, you know, and you didn't. So you were to blame. And we start distancing ourselves from him. And there's been a time where I've been faithful in the kingdom, doing what is required of me. And it just came to a time where this got difficult. And I was like, no, man. Life out there seems a bit easier. I can live a better life. I feel amazing, you know. But in all of that, leaving church and just focusing on my life, in that process, I felt so lost.
Yeah.
And I felt so like, your Lord, how do I make it, you know? And funniest thing is that when we're in these times and things get really bad for us, his name tends to be the thing that comes out of our mouths. Yeah. Lord, help me.
Yes.
You know? And yet we try and run away from him.
Yeah.
You know? So I can truly say when I came back, just like your like yourself, Pastor Heidi, you just feel like, you know, everything is better on this side.
Yes.
You know? God kind of just carries you through, and yet the journey is not easy, and that's what they tend to tell us, that that oh, everything will be okay, God will fix it all. But the thing is, you still are taken through the process.
Yes,
you know, and it's difficult for many people. I mean, there's a lot of young people still struggling with that. Like, how do I get through this journey with God? Yeah. It's supposed to be easy. Yeah. So what is your take on it, Pastor Heidi?
You know, I think that is one of the biggest lies, is that, oh no, it's easy, like, oh, it's going to be a breeze, you know, and it's not. It's beautiful, but it's not a breeze.
Mm.
But it's absolutely beautiful, because you mentioned something earlier when you said, you know, oh, you were looking out in the world and, you know, everything just looked so much easier and better. And but the things in the world, is it's fleeting. It's for that moment.
Mm, mm.
You know, it's like this fleeting high, and then it's over, and then you wake up and you're in this low, low place again, where there's this constant growth with him. You know, you begin to find things out about yourself. You suddenly you realize, you know, the beautiful gifts that are in you that he will use, and every single challenge. I mean, God says in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us, you know, and he's there with us through the hurts, through the pain, through all those things. He's with us. And, you know, it's like scripture says, you know, what the enemy intended for evil, God intended it for good, for the saving of many lives. You know, I always say to people, you know, everything that you're going through, it's not for nothing.
Mm.
It's not for nothing. And one of my the things that I love is that when we've gone through something, God has brought us through something, we can turn around and we can say to the next person, I've been here before, let me walk with you. You know, because this walk that we have in Christ, it's not one that we do alone. You know, you need people alongside you, and Christians, those that are in Christ, need to walk alongside people. So it's not a lonely walk. People also think it's a lonely walk, but it's not. Mm. There's so much fulfillment, you know. So I would say, you know, appreciate appreciate the pain, appreciate the trials, because when you come out on the other side, you will see how God moved through the trial. When we're in the middle of it, we won't see it, but when you come out on the other side, you'll be able to see how God actually moved in that situation. So it's not easy, but it's beautiful. You'll discover things about yourself, you'll grow, you'll discover more about Christ, and it just takes you to the place of where he needs you to be, so that you can fulfill your mandate and your destiny.
So true. So true. Carl, I just wanted to know, from your perspective, you know, serving God, coming back to God in that space and in time, do you actually think that it's worth it?
100%. Most definitely. It's 100% worth it. I mean, if I look back at where I was at that point in time and where I am now, there's a huge difference. Like, I'm a lot more closer to God. I'm fulfilling my purpose I'm no longer where I used to be. I'm now I've started the process of fulfilling my destiny in Christ and moving forward, because where I was is not a place where I ever want to go back to, because I can tell you it is not the greatest of places to be. It's not who you're called to be. You shouldn't be there. It's just not where you are supposed to be at, rather.
So what you basically saying is that there's more fulfillment, you know, serving God in this journey.
100%.
And if I may, you know, there's one of the things, there's no condemnation in Christ. Absolutely no condemnation. So sometimes we beat ourselves up more than we actually need to. True. But in God, there's forgiveness. You know, His grace is sufficient. You know, so come back to the Father. You know, He's there with open arms. You don't have to feel condemned. You don't have to feel, oh my gosh, I'm not worthy. Because God says, no, you are worthy. You know, He gave His life so that we can have a life in Him. So there's no judgment in Christ. There's no, you know, He'll welcome you back with open arms.
No, I completely agree with you. And that brings me to my next question for either one of you guys. I've also been leading the young adults, and I have a young woman that, you know, she's always there. She's always serving in the kingdom, but she doesn't want to kind of be fully committed spiritually with God. And the reason is that she just feels like she's not perfect yet. She's not at the right place emotionally, because she knows she's going to backslide. And so she says she's not ready. Like, what does one do in that situation?
You know, when I hear people say, I'm not ready, you know, that's one of the things, like, we don't have to be ready. We don't. But it's the same thing. It's like, it's hiring someone, like, you know, your house is a mess and you need the house clean. And it's like someone that's coming in there with brooms and mops and everything. Now I'm coming to clean your house. No, you can't come in because it's dirty. No, but I'm coming in to clean, so you don't have to worry about the mess. I'm here to clean up the mess. You're like, no, my house is dirty. Please don't come in. You know, it's that kind of thing. We need to allow Him in so that we can get to that place of healing. We can get to, you know, that place of salvation, and we can. And, you know, for someone like that, you've got to take the leap by faith, because this is something we cannot do alone. We need Him to heal our broken hearts. We need Him to, you know, to be delivered of certain things. We need Him. And as long as you are running around with that thought, now that's a lie from the devil. And as long as you are running around with those thoughts in your head, you're going to keep going around the same mountains. You know, we cannot expect to heal ourselves. We don't have that power. We don't have the power to heal ourselves. He does, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of it. He's got the power. So we cannot do it by ourselves. So, you know, for someone like that, you've got to take that leap of faith. You need to take that step of boldness and say, God, I surrender everything. I need You in my life. I need You to heal my broken heart. I need You to pull the pieces of my life together. And then you just have to trust that He's going to do it. Because we know, when, especially with that young lady taking on all of those things on herself, you're going to stay around, bang it on that same mountain until you surrender everything to Christ.
That is so true. That is so true. Anything short from your side, Tom?
I think I was at that point where I was not ready to serve Christ. And what a mistake it was, because my life went downhill from there until I got to a point where I started serving God, and I started being more active in church. Not only my spiritual life, but my
personal life.
Thank you. It's just taken off, and I can only praise God for that, for being with me, and guiding me and helping me through life. I don't think that I would be sitting here today if it wasn't for Christ, who is and always with me. I'd encourage you to focus on God, because He is your source of life and no one else.
Awesome. That is amazing. And we are going to end it right there. Thank you guys for tuning in to That Real Talk with Miss K. We have the Turners. Turners, thank you so much. It was awesome having you guys. Tune in next week and you will listen to them again. Have a good evening, guys.